Lonely Planet and Rough Guide Move Over. The books being carried by many tourists to Europe are the blockbuster conspiracy novels of Dan Brown. Holy Grail seekers are flocking to Paris to see the sights of the Da Vinci Code. Fans of an earlier Dan Brown bestseller are lining up for an art mystery tour of Rome, seeking hidden meanings in the religious symbols of its Baroque glories. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has this story.
This tour is based on Angels and Demons, the book from Dan Brown. And today I'll try to show you his theories about the Illuminati. That's a secret organization that was created in the past.
Tour guide Simone Gozzi explains to a small group of tourists that the Illuminati, the Enlightened Ones, were a Masonic-like society actually founded in Germany in 1776. But in his thriller, Dan Brown places the birth of the Illuminati in Rome more than a century earlier, at the height of the Inquisition, when many scientists such as Galileo were persecuted by the Catholic Church for their ideas. Other scientists were even burned at the stake.
In that moment, for the scientists in Rome, the situation was not one of the best. They had some index of books that were forbidden, for example. There were some topics that were kind of heretics topics.
The contemporary plot of Angels and Demons is beyond implausible. An attempt to blow up the Vatican with weapons of mass destruction the night cardinals gather to elect a new pope in the Sistine Chapel. In the meantime, cardinals are murdered in churches and a poisoned pope is revealed to have fathered a test tube baby. But tourist Joe Frost from Minnesota says the tour helps him see the plot as a ghost story.
It's fun to listen to and to experience it, and it's fun to see these beautiful places in a story context.
The context in which Dan Brown weaves his tale is the real historical intrigue of the 1600s and the centuries-old conflict between religion and science. The aim of the tour is to find the clues leading to the Illuminati's alleged four altars of science along the fictional path of illumination. Those clues, angels, doves, and pyramids, are hidden in statues and architectural designs by the great Baroque master Giovanni Lorenzo Bernini, including his majestic Fountain of the Four Rivers and the sensual ecstasy of Santa Teresa.
These symbols were not kind of obvious symbols, because otherwise, of course, the church would recognize them, but they were just for the enlightened ones.
During the Inquisition, the Vatican tried to maintain total control over the arts, which were used as propaganda to glorify the temporal and spiritual power of the Catholic Church. But despite the atmosphere of fear and suspicion, the great Italian artists of the time often succeeded in inserting subversive messages in their works, such as images that mocked religious orders. Tourist Courtney Morehouse says she's learned a lot about Bernini's ability to send very secular messages through ostensibly religious subject matter.
The artists of the church were able to sort of convey a double message in most of the art, and it's just interesting to look at a different perspective of that message.
Mike Frost, another tour member, says this has been like a treasure hunt.
I go on a tour like this because I want a book like that to be true. You know, I want there to be that kind of story behind it. Just makes history a little bit more exciting.
Several Catholic organizations have criticized author Dan Brown's history of the church as filled with inaccuracies. Some accuse him of promoting anti-Catholicism. A top-ranking Vatican official described the Da Vinci Code as blasphemous and insidious, but he added that the Vatican Index of Forbidden Books no longer exists. Meanwhile, tour guides have discovered that more and more visitors to Rome are curious to learn not only about its past glories, but also its secrets, the dark side behind the official history. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You can take a virtual tour of the sites in Rome that Dan Brown features in Angels and Demons and read an excerpt from the novel at npr.org.